Her only and beloved daughter, Mary, has prepared some words, and I invite her now to read them personally.
Dear beloved community, thank you for gathering here. I'm going to try to speak through my breaking heart because I want to honor my mom. And there's no way to do, I think, her justice, but I want to try. Dear mom, there are no words that can truly capture all that you are and mean to me and to so many people. You are the purest light and love, so unique and special. There is simply no other Fadila, lovingly known as Fifi to many, and no other mom to me. Your cleverness and strength could slip unnoticed, and I do want to convey strongly how clever and perceptive and strong she is. So much so it was, I think, a mystery to many people, as so many beautiful things are. She has a strength that many people might not have seen and might be perceived as the heart of a child. But maybe that purity that she has is seen that way. But I need to recognize that she lived many with courage. She lived many losses of people she loves, her brother, her sisters, her own parents. She lived all that with strength. And she held the hand of people who were sick and dying with a courage and strength that few people I've seen have. So I want us to remember her strength and her love. She had a playfulness that brought smiles and giggles to all of us. Mom, I love that you didn't follow superficial trends. As Abuna Shenouda was saying yesterday, I like the idea that you were living half in heaven for so much of your life and half on earth, not caring about what people think, about what you wear. That doesn't matter. You prefer to follow your own instincts and comfort instead. Many people, also as Father Shenouda reminded us yesterday, may not realize that you had the adventurous spirit to take a big leap, a chance, and travel across the world from Egypt to this strange place called Canada almost 50 years ago to the day, to get married 1 week after arriving to someone that you trusted that would be good for you. And he was, to the very end, and still is, will always be. I've never seen such devoted people to each other, and it's an inspiration. You and Dad are founders of a strong Coptic church community and built a loving, warm home for me to grow up in. Mom, your patience and love are boundless. You had the calm fortitude to stand by and support so many people. Even in your last days here, while enduring the pain and discomfort in hospital, you flashed smiles that lit up our world and tender gestures that made our hearts sing. It's a gift that you stuck with us through all that pain for your last month and a half with us so that we can spend time with you. That was a blessing. Your love for us is undying, and so are you. Shining with us always, I love you.
We distributed paper, like the one in Mary's hands, two faces. One face on it, a word, some words sent by Abuna Tadros Malati, because he couldn't come because of his health problems, and Mary as well. And on the other side, the words that Mary already prepared and wrote. Whoever did not have a copy of it can have it and keep it with him.